Do you want to go down to a 40-hour week without losing revenue? If you're ready to let go of all the extra hours, the stress, the overwhelm, and the clients who hijack your time, consider my signature program, Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind. In it, we'll get your accounting practice under control. We'll fix your pricing problems. I'll show you ways to price so you stop giving away the farm so you bring in more revenue for the work you're already doing. I'll help you disengage the clients who are good people, but are holding your business back and slowing you down. I'll help you package up your services and design them so they're easy for your clients to understand and choose from, while helping you simplify and standardize what you sell. And we'll focus on making your messaging more interesting and compelling, so you attract more of the kinds of clients you want to work with and break out of the hodgepodge of referrals trap. We get your prices up. We get your workload down. We standardize, we simplify, we streamline. And we do this at a pace that feels doable, where you feel confident in every choice you make. Prices up, workload down. Registration is open now. We start Tuesday, May 7th. Come with us. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to find out more. Welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help you work less and make more. My name is Geraldine Carter. Today, I have for you the five books that I most often recommend to my clients, because I want you to be able to benefit from the excellent writing that's out there that can help you move forward more effectively in your own business. Note that I am biased toward books that are rich on knowledge and are well written without being academic. If there are just as many pages for footnotes as there are for content, and the blurbs on the back are written by professors from Princeton and economists from Columbia, I am likely to be out. I'm sure it's a wonderful book, but I want material by authors who have tested their own ideas out in the real world. On the flip side, I don't care much for books that last 300 pages that could have been put in a three-page PDF. 297 pages of filler, and I'm out. In that vein, I'm leaving the filler out of this podcast episode. The five books I'm going to recommend are straightforward, boots-on-the-ground, practical advice for ways to improve your business. And for every book that made this list, there are three that did not. My aim is to help you sift through the infinite bookstore and point you to the material that can really help you improve your business or your accounting practice. So here they are. Number one, The Business of Expertise by David C. Baker. As Mr. Baker puts it, this book is for the craftsperson who works with their mind. It's for the expert who wants to move the needle on behalf of their clients and create wealth for themselves in the process. So if you want to break out of the fee for delivery of X service and get into much higher levels of revenue and satisfaction, this book will illuminate your path. Before I introduce the second book, think back for a moment to when you first started your accounting practice. Did you think it would be a cakewalk to freedom to make all the money that you wanted and work almost never? And do you find yourself years later wondering, why is this so hard? If that sounds familiar, check out my second recommendation, $100 Million Offers by Alex Hormozi. My copy of this book has countless pages dog-eared. It will help you understand why low prices puts your business in a flat-out tailspin, whereas increasing your prices sets your business on a virtuous cycle where more people benefit overall. It'll help you think differently about the results you help your clients achieve, and it can help you get outside the box when it comes to packaging, or in his words, bundling your services. If you want to live in the land of high prices while providing tremendous value to your clients, get your hands on a copy of this book. And speaking of creating tremendous value and remarkable results in your own life and in your business, without having to make enormous changes, then pick up a copy of Atomic Habits by James Clear. No matter what your goals are, Atomic Habits offers a framework for getting proven results. And what he shows the reader is that your problems might not be about you. They might just be about your systems. Sometimes when we are getting the results that we don't want on repeat, it's not because we're screwed up or because we're doing something wrong. It's just because we don't have the right system in place. And when we put bad habits on repeat, You don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. And if you can build better systems and better habits, you put yourself on the path to significant improvement, and it's all on autopilot. Atomic Habits is a fantastic book for business owners who want to accomplish more with less effort. Book number 4 is for those who want to put accomplishment on auto-renew, and you can do that with The Automatic Customer by John Warlow. Adding a recurring revenue stream to your business will make your cash flow more predictable, make your business more efficient, and more enjoyable to run, and ultimately more valuable. The Automatic Customer is your blueprint for building a business that generates profit over and over again. And if you're thinking, all this sounds amazing, but how would I even price my new services? Then you will want to round out your reading with Pricing Creativity by Blair Enns. This is a complete guide to profit beyond the billable hour. If you've ever found yourself thinking, yeah, all that pricing theory sounds great, but I can't make it work on the ground in my business, this book will give you the bridge between theory and practice. It gives you a clear roadmap for how to move off hourly billing, and it helps you understand one of the biggest challenges to excellent pricing, which is how to price your expertise. So, your 5 books again are number 1, The Business of Expertise by David C. Baker. Number 2, $100 Million Offers by Alex Hormozi. Number 3, Atomic Habits by James Clear. Number 4, The Automatic Customer by John Warlow. And number 5, Pricing Creativity by Blair Enns, which, side note, is most easily found on his website, winwithoutpitching.com. One final note for you, the listener, is that 3 of the 5 books I mention here, Atomic Habits and Pricing Creativity being the exceptions, I'll talk about narrowing your niche. David C. Baker talks about it in terms of positioning. Alex Hormozi talks about it in terms of your target market. And John Warlow talks about it in terms of segmenting your audience. It's all the same thing. And I hope that in reading these books, you'll be dissuaded from the, in air quotes, I can help anyone with accounting and tax mindset, and transition into an expertise plus results mindset, which you make available at first to a select few until you hone your craft and can then learn how to sell your expertise and create results for clients at scale without lifting a finger. Because that is how you make more and work less. If you want the links to these books, check out the show notes. And as usual, for one bite of business strategy per day, head over to my website, shethinksbigcoaching.com, and sign up for my daily newsletter. That's it from me. Have a great week. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Registration is open now, but it won't be for long. Go to GeraldineCarter.com now to enroll today.